For Building a Zoo with Michael P. Haymans, and be edified.
Good morning, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be here today, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and had the love of their family and friends. Well, as you know, last week I had Jennifer Ewing, my office manager, speak about all the services that we offer at the Triana Prevention Center. Now, the week before that, we had a little hiatus, and it was during this hiatus that I was in Chicago for the most incredible conference. It's called the Radiological Society of North America. It's one of the largest medical conferences in America. There were about 60,000 registrants, and it was at this incredible place called the McCormick Center in Chicago. So I got to see the latest, the cutting edge of imaging to look at the body, to detect disease, and to see the function about the brain. So I'm really, really excited, and I want to talk about that today. But I also want to remind everybody, what is a lipidologist? I am a board-certified lipidologist, and it is through years of work, training, studies, that I presented my boards in lipidology. And in achieving this, I am very proud to say that I am only one of less than 700 doctors in the United States who have their boards in lipids, clinical lipidology. By the way, good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
And so what I do is I am a family medical doctor, and I have a subspecialty in lipidology, which entails the prevention of heart attack, stroke, and I also work in preventing diabetes. So the whole thing is, why, what are we waiting for? Why do 50% of people who have a heart attack, that is their first symptom? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? We need to detect the disease much, much, much earlier in order to prevent such an event as a heart attack or stroke. So most of us in life, as I tell my patients, we try to do what we can to avoid, for example, our car breaking down on the side of the road. If we can prevent, especially, I mean, being something happening unexpectedly, and your car breaks down on the side of the road, and you're by yourself, and it's in the nighttime, nobody wants that, right?
That's right.
By the way, remember, our show is a call-in show. I really want to hear from you. I want to know your questions. What if you have a question, what is a lipidologist, which I'm explaining? What is heart disease? What is plaque in your arteries? What can I do to prevent this? Especially if my mother, my father have heart disease, my brother or sister have heart disease, what can I do? So our phone number here is 206-1580. So as a family medicine doctor, I am here to try to detect this disease earlier, to prevent. As a specialist, I put together the whole picture of the patient, their history, their family history, their medications. I also do advanced lipid testing, and we check for biomarkers for see if the patient has vascular disease. So it's very, very important. So at this conference that I went to, one of the most important things that I love about being a doctor is that I love to read and study. So I love to learn. In fact, I remember as a little kid, my parents gave me a tiny little microscope, and I was using it. So I have that same curiosity and interest right now, and that I'm directing to prevent disease. So in Chicago, where I went, they had incredible lectures from early in the morning till at night. They had technical exhibits, all the latest imaging machines, all the latest technology. They had scientific exhibits too. So it was really incredible. So the point is this, when a plaque, cholesterol, goes into the lining of your artery, it forms a plaque. And actually, I was telling Larry, I brought a visualization, which, you know, I can't show it over the radio, but I can describe it. What it is, it's a model of an artery. Now, we know that cholesterol goes underneath the lining of the artery. It's like the grout, the cobblestone, the grout in your bathroom. The cholesterol goes underneath the grout, underneath the tile, and it forms a buildup. And that buildup of plaque gets full of inflammatory cells, white blood cells, and it causes a breakdown of the lining of the artery to the point where it breaks open like a pimple and forms a clot, or what we call in medicine a thrombosis. So the important thing is at this conference is that they were talking about how to detect that plaque in your artery way before it starts to break open. Don't you think that would be very important? To try to detect way ahead of time? Well, so we know we can do this with ultrasound. Look at the carotid arteries. By the way, the carotid arteries are the main blood vessels. You can feel the pulse in your neck. That is your carotid artery that feeds your brain. So we can use sound wave tests to look inside your artery to see the buildup of plaque. There also is other images where they put a small little tube in your artery and look it from the inside out. That's called intravascular ultrasound. And they're also can measure the lining of your artery to see if there's any buildup of plaque, and we call that carotid intimal thickening. So we're still waiting to hear from any calls. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think, is there a certain age group that needs to be checked out, or should this be something that you should start doing as soon as you're 18, 19 years old?
Well, the thing is you have to put the whole picture together. Mm-hmm. You need to know what your cholesterol is early in life, before the age of 20.
Okay, see, like the age of 20, I mean, this is the McDonald's generation.
The McDonald's generations, and if their family has heart disease by the age of 8 or younger.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that early.
Cholesterol testing, mm-hmm. Yes. But if you are young and you have risk factors for heart disease, now remember, the risk factors for vascular disease are high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, sedentary lifestyle, all these things put together have to look at the big picture.
I'm scared.
Oh, you don't need to be scared because...
Well, in my situation, heart disease does run in my family, and I sit on my butt 8 hours a day. So, yeah, I probably should need to get checked out.
You do.
Yeah.
You do, especially if it runs in your family.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know my cholesterol count.
You should know your cholesterol.
I know I'm bad.
But when a patient comes to see me, mm-hmm. I don't just look at their cholesterol. I look at the different particles of cholesterol.
Because mm-hmm. remember, we talked about there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
The good cholesterol is the HDL, the healthy. Mm-hmm. The LDL is the lousy.
Yeah.
Those numbers are important. Your total cholesterol is important. And also your lifestyle. You know, if someone comes to me and they smoke 2 packs a day, that's not good. Or if they tell me they never exercise, or if they eat fast food all the time, or if I tell them vegetables, they don't even know what a vegetable is. I mean, these are important things to understand. So this conference was trying to, by imaging the artery, and they're also doing a lot of tests with biomarkers, including for the brain. So they check the function of the brain with, they call it PET MRIs test for early detection of Alzheimer's. So everything now, everyone is concerned about everything, the cost of medicine. We know that healthcare is expensive, but if we could do something to prevent that catastrophic event, which is very, very expensive, with simple tests, with sitting down and speaking to a lipidologist to assess further their risk, which is what I do, because not only am I a family medicine doctor, I see patients, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, women's health. But I also have the subspecialty for preventing this disease, which, remember, the number one killer of men and women is vascular disease, heart disease. So that's why I'm doing this program. I want to teach everybody what to do, what to look for. If we could just save more lives. So one of the interesting things at this conference is called nanomedicine, where, for example, we talked about the healthy cholesterol. What they do is they can put a little particle inside the healthy cholesterol particle to find out, what is it doing? How does it work? So this is called nanomedicine. And they also use this in cancer treatments and early detection of cancer also. So if we have any calls, the number is 206-1580. And we hope we can have people calling and asking questions. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about today was, at this conference, there was a lot of lectures on breast health. And the consensus was, again, was that we should be doing mammograms on women for screening basis if they have no history, starting at the age of 40. There was some question about starting later, and the Radiology Society recommends starting at the age of 40. So, what is the important thing here that I'm trying to pass along? Do you think about this? Does your mother or father have heart disease? Does your brother or sister, have they had a heart attack or stents? Are your children having problems with diabetes, or do you have diabetes? All this is a red flag for knowing that you may be at risk of having vascular disease. So you were talking about your risk. So if you look at this, everyone should be evaluated so they can prevent an event. And remember, we talked about in one of the first shows was detection of disease, prevention of disease, and controlling disease. One of the doctors at the conference said, if we could detect disease way before our health deteriorates, I think everyone wants to do that. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I think everyone wants to do that. So we are here to help improve and continue your quality of life. Because if we do have disease, we all have seen what illness can do, and it's hard.
And it's easier to prevent disease than it is to cure it, isn't it?
Yes.
Makes your job easier.
Yes. And the thing is this, if we could prevent disease, and even if you have disease, we can prevent a second event. And there is so much hope out there and so much information and so much knowledge that's coming down from, and when I go to conferences and I see this, the latest information and what's going to come out, where, for example, there was imaging studies of the brain where they can see the function of the brain. Now, a lot of this imaging studies are only done in universities, and they're not yet, you know, it's the latest investigational tools. But where they can see is your brain, how the tissues of your brain are functioning, which is really great to detect early on before the patient loses their memory, early detection of Alzheimer's. So that's what we're trying to do here at the Triana Prevention Center. And what my whole team, I have a great team at my office, and we're trying to do is to detect, prevent, and educate our patients. So even if you have heart disease, there's more that can be done for you. More. There's more that can be done than just doing a regular cholesterol test. There's more that can be done to prevent disease from progressing. And that's why I want patients and my radio audience to ask questions and call in. If you don't have to say your name either. You can be confidential. You can call in if you have a question. We've already done shows talking about the healthy cholesterol, the lousy cholesterol. In the future, we're going to talk more about advanced lipid testing, some of the tests that we order that are done at Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, some tests that are done in Berkeley. So these are tests that are specialized tests. And even the simple test that we do in our office, which can detect blockages in your arteries or vascular disease in your legs, we call that the ABI, ankle brachial index. We also do imaging studies to look at your carotid arteries. So all this put together is for early detection. They also talked about, for example, people who are going in, for example, they have a kidney stone and they have a CAT scan, and you could see where there is calcification in the artery, and that is also an indication of vascular disease. So there's so much we can do to get to look at the patient and not wait. That's what I like about prevention. And like you said, there's, what is it? An ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure.
Yeah.
That's very, very important. And even if you do have a stent or you do have plaque in your artery, we can regress and help control that disease. And that's very important. And that's what I'm trying to dedicate my studies for. And that's why I became a lipidologist. When the first show I talked about, my father, unfortunately passed away in May, and he had vascular disease. And vascular disease, which we know can lead like to congestive heart failure. And all this can be done with not a lot of major expense. Have you been touched by heart disease, you said, in your family?
My grandfather and his twin brother.
Yes. Yeah.
Both had heart attacks and passed away that way.
Yeah, it's very, very scary when you see somebody that you love be sick. I mean, I don't know if you had known them, but
oh, yeah.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened when I was young. I was still in middle school. So.
Yeah.
But our family's been healthy ever since. So. Keep my fingers crossed. But I know my habits, so I know I'm probably somebody that needs to be checked out.
Yes.
At least I can admit it.
What I want to leave with everyone is each program we're trying to present what is the latest information to detect vascular disease, to prevent diabetes. On the program, we spoke about early detection of diabetes and how we can detect abnormalities 10 years or more before a patient is diagnosed with diabetes. So the whole goal here is, yes, look at yourself and say, what is my family history? What should I be doing about my lifestyle? Does a person smoke? Do they drink too much? Do they don't exercise? What are they doing with their diet? Also, looking at, have you been checked by a doctor? A lot of patients go years and years, they don't even know what their blood pressure is. Do you know what your blood pressure is? Do you know what your cholesterol numbers are? I'm not saying you, I'm talking to the whole audience.
I know. At least I know my blood pressure.
Okay. Do you know where are you, what is your body mass index? And that has to do with your weight and height. Do you know what your fasting blood sugar is? Does everyone know out there? Can you think? When I spoke about the numbers for heart, I talked about women in heart disease, and most women know their dress size. Most people know their shoe size, right?
Yeah.
Then everyone needs to know what their cholesterol number is too, because that is a number.
Good point.
Yes. Most people know what their clothes size are. Most people know average, what is their electric bill a month? That's a number. So the number of what is your cholesterol, your blood pressure, that could save your life. Having that knowledge that could save your life from being broken down, as I said, on the side of the road, is so important. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power. And the more we know, the more healthier we could be before we get very sick. That's what prevention is. Prevention and putting it into practice. I think that's very important. And I don't know if anyone has a question out there, but I think this is we can think about it. I know this is the holiday season, and we're all enjoying our families, wonderful food, wonderful parties, but we can put it into perspective that everything we do, we can go to parties. We have wonderful family and friends, but we have to think also long term, not just for this month or next month. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. It does for everyone. So remember, when I want everyone to remember that one of the things we know arteriosclerosis, that as the plaque builds up, there's a narrowing of the artery. But that is not the most important part of this disease. You don't need narrowing of the artery in order to have a heart attack. You just have to have a rupture of that plaque. When that plaque ruptures, there forms a blood clot. When that blood clot forms, blood cannot flow by it, or there's a decreased blood flow going to your heart muscle, going into your tissues. The blood takes oxygen to your muscles. And we all know without oxygen, we cannot live. And your heart muscle needs it, and your brain cells need it. So we are focusing on imaging, detection, and we have a call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, could you ask the doctor how much of these tests are covered by insurances?
Okay. Thank you, caller. I really appreciate that call. Yes, most of these tests, the majority of the cost of this test is covered by insurance. And if you are on Medicare, these tests are covered, these advanced lipid testing. So some of the tests that are not covered are not expensive. We're talking less than it costs to get a woman's nails done.
Wow.
Does that answer your question, caller?
Oh, she hung up.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. So, yes, these tests can be covered by insurance. And what better investment? Even if insurance, remember, what better investment is there than your health? Many of us, we need to prioritize what is more important. You know, I saw a program and the doctor said, and I thought this was a great thing. He said, your health is your wealth. And I can't get credit for that, but he said that. And I thought, you know, that is so true. We spend money on doing all kinds of things. So why can't we spend money on our health to detect disease early, to prevent something as serious as a heart attack or stroke, to prevent the morbidity, which we call the disease, to prevent a death, to be able to enjoy our life longer, but not just longer, enjoy the quality of our life. So thank you, caller, for calling in and asking that question. And at the Triana Prevention Center, which we are taking patients for both family medicine and if you want to just come in for a consultation about your lipids and your risk for a heart attack and stroke, you can make that appointment. Our phone number is 941-625-1990. So I want to thank everyone today. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Stay healthy.